Rewinding Kaya FM on FM Rewind.
The World Show with Nikki B.
Yes, talk about music that deserves to be heard. Right now, I am joined by different people in different places, and we're all together on The World Show. These musicians all deserve to be heard. As part of the project Kora Meets Maskandi, we have Becky Khoza with Modijof, Nomukunda, Sisoko, and I don't know who else, Azar, I don't know if he's joining us. But welcome, everybody. I can see Becky. Hello, Becky.
Hello, hello.
Hello, and Nomukunda. Hello. Yes, I can see you. Talaniyang. And, of course, in Senegal, we have Mo Djof. Mo is also joining us. Mo, how are you?
I'm good, guys.
It's amazing that, you know, we all in different places, but we are together as one. That's sure.
Wonderful.
Yes.
That's wonderful. Only music can do that.
Only music can do that, despite our circumstances. And I have to make mention, we were supposed to all be together in studio with a live and unplugged session. But unfortunately, what's new? COVID got the best of us, not of us, but of the people around us, and we were unable to come together for the live performance. But this is a project that is close to my heart, Kora Meets Maskandi. And I'm not sure if the World Show family, if you remember, but a couple of years ago, we gave you little tastes of what was to come. And finally, the project is coming together officially, and I think this is very exciting. But let's revisit it. And in fact, I think that before I speak to Becky or Mo or any of the musicians, I want to speak to a man I call the unofficial cultural ambassador for West Africa and South Africa, Mr. Tala Niang. Are you there, Tala?
Yes, Nikki, I'm right here.
Yes, Tala, the idea was yours, so I thought that's where we've got to start. Tell us when and how this idea of Kora Meets Maskandi started.
All right, Becky, I was born in Senegal, but half of my life I've been in South Africa. So that's mean, even though I don't have dual nationality, by fact, I'm a South African and a Senegalese. So for me, joining the two countries on a musical journey, I think it's a must. And as you say, you're the one actually give me the title of the unofficial ambassador of West African art and culture in South Africa.
Yes.
So the idea actually came out while I was sitting with Mo and say, Mo, I think you're the most relevant Senegalese musician in South Africa. Because even the big shot like Youssou N'Dour, Baba Mal, Ismaël Olo, when they come here, the most they stay, it's like four days, you know, they come 2 days before the show, play, and then leave the following day.
Yes.
So Mo, we live on South Africa. So he's been coming in South Africa and stay here for months, you know, sometimes for 6 months, just to learn the culture, you know, play with South African music and did a lot of collaboration. And I think it was the ideal person to do that project. And being my friend also, beside the music. So we sit down and say, all right, we need to come up with something. And then the idea of like Kora Meet Maskandi, because, you know, I mean, marketing-wise, it sounds great already. And also, you know, the connection, the soulful and both type of music, you know, the Maskandi and the Kora also. And it's the music will touch your heart. And that's all what we all about, you know, we all about, like Mo always say, so when something come out from your heart, it will go to another person's heart. So yeah. For us, you know, it's about, you know, unifying the continent, because the most relevant and most powerful tools of putting together people, it's music and food.
Absolutely.
You know? So for me, that's why I say, let's join the two cultures, and then we start building bridges. Kora Meet Maskandi, it's the pilot, actually, of the project. But the project, you want to take it to the whole continent. But the next one might be High Life Meet Kwaito or something on that. So it's a series called Afro Collabo, whereby we will make sure, you know, music in South Africa will meet other genre in the rest of the continent. But also at the same time, because as I say, I'm a South African by heart. I'm a born Senegalese, but South African. And it pains me when the rest of the continent just thinks South Africa, it's all about xenophobia. And it's not true, you know.
Yes.
So for us also, we need to go to sell to the rest of the continent. South Africa, it's not what the media have been portraying it for the last decades. So we need to go and sell the good side of South Africa. And music, we'll use music, art and culture, you know, to go and do that. So for me, the whole idea of Kora Meet Maskandi, it's to make sure my adopted country, South Africa, it will receive in the rest of the continent. And our music also at the same time. Because I don't understand when the Queens, which is like the 70s, like 80s band, came here, they play at the FNB, it's full house. But when Baba Mal came here, he played at the Baseline, you know? So for me, we need to start also selling our art and culture within the continent. So, and this type of collaboration actually will make sure that will work out, you know? Because Becky, the last time we went to Senegal, I think it was 20 years back. So the Kora Meet Maskandi will give an opportunity for Becky to go back to Senegal. That is saying, who never been to Senegal to go. Duduzo, who never been to Senegal, also to go. And vice versa, we will start bringing like new kids in the blocks, you know, from Senegal, from Ghana, you know, you name it, you know, from Ivory Coast to South Africa also to come and discover also what's happening in the music scene in South Africa. That's the whole idea of Kora Meet Maskandi. It's African initiative run by African people, and I'm doing it out of my pocket, actually, you know.
Yes.
So everything has been done by me, you know. I didn't approach any government or so, because we need to start also doing stuff ourselves. And then when people see, all right, okay, this is something we can go and invest, and they will do that. So that's the whole idea of Kora Meet Maskandi.
Fantastic, Tala, and I will be asking you more questions a little bit later. But
right.
For now, I want to actually speak to Becky and Mo and find out a little bit more from their perspective. In fact, I'm going to start with Mo Dejof, who's coming to us now. Are you in Dakar at the moment, Mo?
Yes, Nikki. I'm in Dakar. We have wonderful weather here.
Oh, good. Us too. But Mo, tell me what this project means to you and what it's been like working closely with somebody like Becky, you know, since it was initiated.
So first, before everything, I really want to thank you, Nikki, the same spot that you say that Tala is the unofficial ambassador of West African culture. You should be named the official ambassador of worldwide African music in the world.
Oh, thank you, Mo.
Yeah, that's for sure. No, I mean, for me, I mean, it was a great, great honor to be joined by Becky, you know. I mean, from his talent to his attitude, and I mean, the positive vibe he's bringing, and also this culture, this way of playing that he has. So for me, I mean, as a young artist, it's really, I really feel very blessed and honored to be able to join that. So you have to understand that from my perspective, coming from West Africa, the first time that I discovered South Africa was with Mohetola Queens.
Yes. With the Mahotela Queens, yes.
So meeting Becky and playing with him, it was like, it feels like two souls was disconnected, you know.
Yes.
By the time, and who get reconnected through music.
Yes.
Because I mean, when we start to play, we even didn't need to say what subject or where we were going. We just felt like it was reconnected. And through that, I mean, it shows that, I mean, if as an artist, we do the effort to go beyond the bridge, beyond the language, beyond the cultural opposition that we have, we really can build something amazing.
Yes.
And when we started that, it was, I mean, let's say in the peaceful period. Now, after all these COVID things happened, it shows again how this project was powerful, really.
Yes.
You know, really powerful. And it gave me opportunity to meet people from different, gender. You know, I really wanted to thank, Becky again and introduce also the most talented pianist in South Africa, which is Duduzo Matatini. And he joined us in this project. And it shows again this great new attitude, energy that the young upcoming artist had. It's like to really build something special.
Yes, and I know, and I think Azar has also been part of the project now on performing on percussion.
Exactly. Azar, I call him like the designer of the project, you know. So those guys let you, build the foundation, and he comes and say, let me lift it.
Yes.
And make it shine, you know. And I have no word to describe how, you know those guys, I'm really touched by their attitude, really.
Yes.
You know, and this great energy that they bring all the time to say, man, however or whatever, we will make it happen.
Yes, and absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. And just to clarify more, I think you met Becky some years before, because didn't he perform with you in Cape Town at the Jazz Festival of the More Did Your performance? Was that kind of when you connected?
Yes. I mean, when I come early in South Africa doing the World Cup, this is where I met Duzu, Becky, and all these other great Joel Klein, all these great, and Elias, these great bands.
Yes.
And again, each of them was already an accomplished musician.
Yes.
We really was a team,
yes.
You know. And each of them introduced me to his part of South Africa.
Yes.
From Durban to Port Elizabeth. And this is why I fell in love with South Africa, because it was very different from what I was seeing on the TV.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes,
and it was a great, great experience who really pushed me to say, you know why? This is the South Africa that I love.
Absolutely. Thank you, Moja Joff. Now, before I play one of the songs, I've got to speak to Becky Khoza, and a little bit later, Nomukunda. Becky, yes. Becky, now you, as I referred to, I think you were first playing with Mo as part of Mo's performance at the Cape Town International Jazz Festival. Did you ever imagine that this project was going to evolve, or was it something that was even seeded at that time?
I can't even remember how I got into the gig in Cape Town. I think it was with Modu for Cape Town.
Yes.
I think it was Tara who put us together. Because first I didn't know him. You know, it's a funny thing. I went to Senegal in 1996 with an American band.
Okay.
I was in America. Yeah. The first time I went to Senegal was a Pan African Festival.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It was a Pan African Festival. I had gone to America not knowing who's Youssou N'Dou, not knowing who's Papa Man, not knowing who's Ishmael Law.
Yes.
When I got into America, my American friends, they said, let us go and watch Youssou N'Dou. I said, who's Youssou N'Dou? They said, you must be kidding. They thought I was the one going to explain everything about Youssou N'Dou and Papa Man. But prior to, because I left in 1992, I had not, the Youssou N'Dou and Papa Man had not actually been played. Like
in South Africa. Yes. Yes.
They had not been played. So I was surprised. I saw Youssou N'Dou with the garment. The Americans took me to go and see Youssou N'Dou.
That's crazy.
The Americans, when he came to America, and I felt very embarrassed, you know. and then after that, the band, a jazz band, was hired in Dakar. We went to play in Senegal with a jazz band. Okay. And when the jazz band came in there, to Senegal, you know, they had prepared jazz songs and things like that. when they went into Senegal and realized how core the African music was, the whole band, we played one show. On the second show, they came to my room. They say, tomorrow we are playing your music. They said, tomorrow, because there was so much drumming, there was so much African sound going on, and they realized that if they are just going, coming up with the jazz music from America only, it was not going to work.
Yes.
So I actually had to teach the band my song, and I started singing there. In fact, I nearly got married. I nearly married in Senegal.
Oh, really? You know,
the very first day I came there.
Yes.
So I knew the sound. And what impressed me a lot about Senegal was that, you know, because I already formulated a band in my head, I was thinking, I saw all these djembe players. Every day I was going to a different rehearsal of the musicians, saying, I want this djembe player. The following day, I'll go to another place and say, this one. Until I realized that, no, you can't choose them.
Yes.
When it comes to djembe, you can't choose. You just go to bed whoever is in front of you.
Yes, absolutely.
So it's a very beautiful one that I'm involved in this project, because I loved the sound there. You know, and of course in Senegal, it was the first time we went into a club. I think it's Yosondo's club, where we are sitting, and it's 11 o'clock. I am already panicking. Why are we so late to the show? And only to find out the show starts at 12 o'clock midnight.
And goes on right through until the morning.
Until the sun comes up.
Yeah, and I'm talking about one band is still playing from 12 o'clock.
Then I was fixed there. I was fixed with the music.
Yes.
I was really fixed.
Yes.
So I really liked the sound. We went to Dakar. I went with the rhythms of percussion and everything. Wow.
So
In fact, when I came from Senegal, I bought a djembe while I was there. I had one guy. I had one guy practicing every day. The guy would be practicing for hours, and I thought I was going to get a djembe as a side instrument.
Yes.
But when I had this guy practicing every day, I realized that this djembe is going to take as much time as the guitar. So I left it alone.
Okay, I want to speak... I want to speak more about the project when we come back, but I think it's time to play a song from the project. And this one is called Tomorrow. So let's play Tomorrow. I'm going to play it. We're going to get... I can see Nomukunda's got the chorus set up there. But before he plays, let's play something that was put together in the studio. This one is Tomorrow, one of the incredible songs from the Kora Meets Maskandi project, which of course is not only going to be a series of performances, I believe, across the continent and the world, but is also going to be released as an album ultimately. And I think for me that is very, very important, that we can both see and experience the show. Coming up now on the World Show, I'm Nikki B speaking to the musicians from the project Kora Meets Maskandi, and here is the track Tomorrow after this. IFM 95.9. Tomorrow, Kora Meets Maskandi, part of this amazing project. And I was just saying, who is this beautiful woman? And her name is Ntabi Singh, and there she is. Say hello to us, Ntabi Singh.
Hello, hello, everyone. Hello.
Ntabi Singh, what is your full name? Because it, really, we've got to praise your voice.
Okay, my name is Ntabi Singh Julia Tejani.
Ntabi Singh, Julia and Tejani. Ntabi Singh, what was it like working with part of this project? It must have been really exciting for you.
Oh my word, it was so beautiful. I felt so honored to be a part of this whole project. When Mo called me to come and do this, you know, I was never a part of a Maskandi type of a thing.
Yes.
I used to sing gospel, hardcore gospel. But when they called me, I was like, you know what? I need to get out of my box and do this thing. And yeah, we did it. It was so beautiful working with them.
I'm so pleased you did it. And I hope to hear more of your beautiful voice as part of the project. I'm sure I will. Yes.
Yes, most definitely. Most definitely there's more.
Yes. Now, I can see this is such a beautiful picture. I wish I could share it, but I will. I am recording it so that I can, you know, edit copies. But I can see Nomakunda behind you sitting holding this beautiful kora. Now, I know Nomakunda is probably going to prefer to play than speak in English, but just for a little bit of background, Nomakunda Sisoko, for me, musically, is part of a new generation of griots. It is the contemporary griot sound. Mm-hmm. At the same time, you know, keeping that strict tradition that keeps going. Tala, are you with us?
Yes, Nikki, I'm here.
Please introduce to us Nomakunda, and please, I want to say, welcome, Binvinu Nomakunda. Welcome to the World Show.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you. Merci beaucoup.
And welcome, welcome to Johannesburg again.
thank you, Nikki. Merci beaucoup d'avoir invité Nomakunda.
Yes.
It's so pleased to be invited again in Johannesburg. That's specially dedicated to you.
Thank you. Merci beaucoup.
And to your listeners.
Thank you so much. And I think Nomakunda and Becky are going to play a little bit. We can't do a full unplugged. I don't know if Mo is going to join us and how we work this, because it was all at last minute that we couldn't do the live and unplugged. But please bless us with a moment of live music.
Bye.
Spontaneously across the continent. So beautiful. So, so beautiful. So now.
Thank you for making this happen.
Yes. So now, for the real thing, because, well, this is real, but obviously we're also dealing with Zoom issues. For the real thing, we can, in Joburg, go and see this performance. It's happening very, very soon. Is it on Friday, the 11th? It's happening in Maboneng at Afro Brew. Is that correct? Yes,
that's correct.
So how...
Yes.
Yes. Tell us...
Yeah, Nikki, yeah, it's happening at the Afro Brew on the 11th, next Friday.
Yes. Fantastic.
Start from 7:30 till late, you know, yes. And all COVID requirement will be respected.
Yes, good. And do people just book at the door or can they pre-book?
Yeah. So as I say, I've been doing everything by my pocket, by myself. So we're looking to have a full house. And it's not about, as I say at the beginning, it's about not about making money. It's about building bridges. But to build bridges, we need people also. So we need people to come and support this project. As I say, this is a pilot project. We want to take it to the rest of the continent. So I'm trying to make a deal to take them to Senegal on the 1st of January.
Yes.
So I've been talking to people. It's on the pipeline. So, and the first time. It's a project, as I say, we want to take to all over the continent. So from Johannesburg, we go into Dakar next. So the first edition in Johannesburg, New Tibu Field House. I'm calling all music lovers, all Pan-Africanists to come and support this project.
Yes, and it's going to be absolutely beautiful, featuring all the musicians we've spoken about. The ones that are with me now, as well as Azar and Nduduzo. It's something you've got to see this Friday at Afro Brew in Maboneng. But now there's also another thing that's very special that is happening. Perhaps you could tell us more about it, Tala. It's the Kora workshop that is taking place with Nomakunda.
Yeah, that's right. For the first time, actually. So let me just give you, as you asked a question before, a bit of background. Who's Nomakunda?
Yes.
Nomakunda actually is from a Griot family. His father actually used to be one of the favorite players of our first president, Leopold Sédar Senghor. So when you talk about art and culture in Senegal being strong, it's thanks to that man. So Nomakunda's father was part of the first Senegalese ballet, you know, called National Ballet Sorano. So it's like if you go to their house, everybody, even the newborn, like yesterday, he can either sing or play djembe or play kora. It's genetics, the whole family, and they're all over the world, like in brothers, they're in Finland, they're in, like this, she's a whole family, big family, you know?
Recently we had a performance from Norway featuring Ibu Sisoko, who I think is Nomakunda's brother. Yes.
It's Nomakunda's brother, that's correct, right, yeah.
Yes.
As I say, it's a large family. So for the first time, a griot playing kora, doing a workshop, you know, teaching, as I say, from the spiritual, the technical, and the sound aspect of all the kora. Don't forget, kora actually it's a mystical instrument, you know, on the griot Tisohos tradition, they say actually kora was the instrument offered to them by angels, you know.
Yes, yes.
So that's why it's not an easy instrument actually to learn.
Yes.
So Nomakunda actually one of the components of the project also is to, like for example, if it happens, you know, we take them to Senegal, you know, that beautiful lady with a beautiful voice will run a workshop there also, you know.
Yes.
Becky also will run a Maskandi, and Duduzo, one of the top at the moment keyboard player in the world, piano player in the world, also will do a work. So it's going to be a skill transfer at the same time. It's not just about playing music, it's about playing, also sharing the knowledge they have. That's why we're doing that workshop, and we're asking all music professionals, all music lovers to come and experience Kora workshop for the first time in Johannesburg.
And when is this happening, Tala, the workshop?
This is happening on Tuesday at the Curiosity Backpackers in Maboneng.
On Tuesday, this coming Tuesday at the Curiosity.
Coming Tuesday at the Curiosity
Backpackers in Maboneng.
If you want to book, you can call me. My number is 079-684-0263. Or you can call directly Curiosity. You can find their number on their website. So we start from 6 until late.
Fantastic. And if you've got any questions, you can also send me a message on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram, and I will lead you to Tala's page, or you can go to Morda Diouf or Becky Causes' page or Talon Young's page, and you'll see the information for both the workshop and the upcoming concert. I want to play one other song that is recorded from the Kora Meets Maskandi project, and this particular track is Modu, and then we're going to have one final chat around this project before I love and leave you and wait to see you on Friday evening. I'm Nikki B with this amazing array of profound artistry on The World Show. Wow, absolutely beautiful. Modu,
one of the
tracks from Kora Meets Maskandi, the project. Not only must we support the live, but let's support it so that we can see the full album realized. Beautiful.
Yes.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Morda Diouf from Senegal. Becky Causes from home, of course. I'm not going to say where. And mind you, I say more from Senegal, but more lives between Belgium, Senegal, Johannesburg. Becky lives between Johannesburg and KZN, and Nomakunda travels the world too.
And Nikki, one last thing,
yes,
about the project also. We're going to have also one of my favorite Pan-Africanists in South Africa. I'm talking about the music painter, Nico Popoko.
Oh,
when
yes.
I came to South Africa, I remember 99, back in the day in Tando, the first time actually I listened to African music, you know,
yes,
live.
Yes.
After listening to you, obviously, on radio, it was with Nico Puku. We used to DJ at Tandor.
Yes.
And later on, I find out also it's one of the top African artists, you know, fine art artists. So Nico Puku also will do a live painting at the show.
Yes.
On the show. And you know also,
I volunteer for the African Diaspora Forum. I'm a founding member of that organization. And during the COVID, we distributed over 12,700 food parcels, mostly to migrants community within Zaire diaspora. So the deal we had with Nico Poco, the piece he's going to do live, will sell it on auction, and a part of the fundraise actually will go for food parcel. We're going to donate also to the African migrants who are in dire straits in South Africa at the moment.
Thank you so much.
The impact of COVID-19.
Thank you so much. So again, just a reminder that this is happening on Friday the 11th at Afro Brew in Maboneng, the live performance. Don't miss it. Be there at the start of the live performances for this amazing project. You also have a live performance coming up in Pretoria, Tala.
The Pretoria gig has been cancelled, and okay, that's why we want to do the Dakar one. Yeah, okay. I'm working on the Dakar one.
Fantastic. So you can catch the project at Afro Brew on Friday night. You can catch the workshop with this Kora master, a griot born into the bloodline, Nomakhondo Sesoko, on Tuesday, also in Maboneng. And yes.
That's right.
Unfortunately,
more will be in South Africa on Tuesday. He couldn't come because he was playing in Dakar last night, so he'll take a flight tomorrow and get here on Tuesday.
Fantastic. I'm looking at Becky Nomakhondo more in Senegal and my beautiful sister, and thinking I wish we could have more music, but the connection is not that good for the live. We'll have to wait until we can do it live in the studio on the World Show, and that one I'm going to hold you to. But thank you all for joining us, and I'm going to leave I'm going to leave you with one last track from the project, and this one is Kamara of the Kora Meets Maskandi project. More, anything you want to say before I let you go?
So just thank you again, and for all people from South Africa, I'm bringing the super positive energy from Dakar. We're going to join it with the South African vibe, and we're going to enter to a new beautiful year.
Thank you so
much.
See
you later.
Thank you so much. Becky Nomakhondo, my sister.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
The World Show with Nikki B. Every Sunday from 6 to 10 p.m. Kaya FM 95.9.
Rewinding Kaya FM on FM Rewind. Visit kayafm.co.za for more.